For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. Extreme fire danger prompted Pacific Gas and Electric Company to interrupt electricity service to reduce the risk of wildfire over the weekend. Earlier today, I spoke with PG&E spokesman Paul Moreno about what the company called a public safety power shutoff and began by asking who was affected.
Locally, foothill areas of Butte and Yuba counties were impacted, as well as areas around Lake Berryessa in Napa and Solano counties. Initially, we thought it may be bigger, so we did notify customers down in El Dorado and Placer counties in Nevada that you may be without power. But as weather conditions changed, we revised that need to do a shutoff in those areas. And we had our first shutoff in Butte County at 9 p.m. on Saturday night.
About how many people were affected in total?
Had about 21,000 customers who were impacted.
What was the longest amount of time that a customer had to make do without electricity?
The longest any customers in Butte County were without power was about 21 hours. We began restoring power to customers on Sunday morning, so some were without power for about 12 or 14 hours, and throughout the day we continued to restore power until we got the last batch of customers back on Sunday evening.
21 hours seems like a long time for somebody to go without power in the developed world. What are you doing to try to reduce that amount of time, and what can somebody do who needs to cope with that?
Well, a part of our education effort has been to let customers know that ahead of time that there will be a public safety power shutoff so they can make plans to be prepared to be without power for up to maybe 3 or 4 days. When you do get notice, many people will pump additional water, keep buckets and large containers of water on hand, make sure troughs are filled for livestock. There's a lot of things people can do to get ready.
There were some 800 miles of power lines that were inspected, and you said in a release that actually there were some difficulties, faults, or other problems detected.
We did identify issues of tree branches on bare conductor and power lines. A couple of service lines, which are the lines that run from the pole to houses, were down during that incident as well.
We're in early June. The fire season is barely even underway. We've already had the first power outage. For some, it lasted nearly 24 hours. What does the rest of the summer and fall look like? How many of these should people anticipate having to endure?
Well, we can never predict what the weather conditions are going to be. We can have high winds and low humidity and other factors that will make us act.
So we're not entirely sure how many. It could be a dozen, it could be two dozen, it could be three.
Well, we expect to do several each year, but it depends on weather conditions. Some years there could be more, some years there could be less.
What is PG&E doing to harden its system, and is there a timeline?
We're installing hundreds more weather stations throughout our service area to give us real-time data. And we're also installing high-definition cameras. We are also embarking on a program to upgrade power lines and poles to steel poles and to covered wire to help protect against the risk of wildfire. And, of course, we're pruning back trees to greater distance. And we're also implementing remote-operated technology in the field to help us better reduce the amount of customers who are affected. This project has been underway for a couple of years, but it will take time to roll out, probably several years, maybe as much as 8 years to be completely done with this.
That was PG&E spokesman Paul Moreno talking about the company's decision to trigger precautionary blackouts during dangerous fire weather conditions to reduce the risk of wildfire. The company held a public forum about the outages last night in Redding. A second occurs this evening at 6 in Chico at Manzanita Place. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.